Hi guys, welcome to Talk the Talk, and my name is Favour Lemma, and welcome to our last episode on this series on feminism. My guests still remain Oyi, IBK, and Adonis. Kindly enjoy, guys.
Women are bored about their roles. She's bored about the fact that every time he comes back, I go and get food. He should go and get food. Let me also go out.
Do you think it's because he doesn't have to stay at home every time and always get
food? But he appreciates her now. Is that why
right now, the same way they are looking for a job.
Let's talk about what this former minister of petroleum did as a woman.
Yeah,
the former minister of women have messed things up in Nigeria.
And now, let's be truthful about these things. If you look at some of these key positions now, like even for like 3 years in a row, like you notice. Women are holding very, very high positions.
Because people are fighting for feminism.
See,
yeah, that is why they are getting those opportunities.
One thing you don't understand is, when you talk about people are fighting for feminism, if it's not going to be implemented, it's not going to be
So that moves to our next question. Why are feminists selective of situations? Because you guys ask, why are feminists selective? Like, what he means in that sense is that, as a feminist, you...
All round.
You be at. I think maybe you should explain that.
Okay, in terms of like an choosing. Okay, an instance now. Let's say it's time to like. Okay, we are behind on taxes. Let me just use that as an example. The woman would likely go to man and say, "Do something about this." Hello, you are a feminist. Sit down here.
Let's do something about this.
No, see, okay, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Women, the head knowledge is always different from the action knowledge, like what you do with your actions. See, naturally, you guys are inclined to come to us for help. No. Now I know the way you're thinking has changed makes it not seem like that. Don't lie, there are some nights that you are confused. That the person you can talk to. The person that you actually need. You need a man that will go to the mechanic for you and say, "Ah, there was nothing wrong with that transmission. Put it back. You have just scammed my wife." You might not know that. Now, okay, when it comes to, let's do... Why is it that when the tougher situations come, some people will back out. They'll say they are feminists on Twitter. When push comes to shove, they will not say,
A lot of people are not... They are not... actually feminist. They are just relating with the parts that favor them. A real feminist will not be selective. You cannot say we are working. We have bills at home, and then I'll say, honey, you have to pay. This is what's here. I need my money to buy shoe and bag.
That's stupidity. You are the man of the house. You ought to take your business.
I've seen it.
You're the man of the house. Take care of business.
If we are both working, we are both earning. We come to a mutual agreement. That is why you're probably dating or you're married.
That's why I go
to
my first point.
Let me give you an example.
Most women don't know what feminism actually is.
Yes, but those that know play their roles right.
That's why I say it's always a one-sided thing.
No, they are few, yes. But the strive for this,
social...
what we're trying to push is get more people to be educated right.
About it.
Yeah. Not many people are educated, right? We're trying to get more people to educate them, right? A lot of people just say, this is feminist. Feminist is equal rights. So I must... They'll just pick one part that is...
Yeah, that favors them.
And then they come screaming on Twitter. Twitter is the worst...
Worst place to learn feminism.
It's the worst.
This is my problem. Why is it that this side effect is just outstanding with this feminism thing? Why is it that women don't know how to succor their husbands? Let me not even say boyfriend. Succor their husbands anymore. Okay. Since this concept,
I won't lie, I think
you come back to your wife. Even the Bible says, "Let her breast satisfy you." You come back to your wife there's something about coming back after with all the troubles of the day. Coming back to a woman that you know that she will give you peace. Since the woman became feminist, they feel like. I was walking. Somebody should also.
How can we both run in 9 to 5? I'm coming back stressed. probably I'm the one now. So you think I'm the one that enjoys cooking. So immediately I come back, I'm back probably by 5. Let's say Lagos. Lagos traffic, you're landing in your house 7, 8. Then you know I quickly rush to cooking. Prepare dinner, everything. Right. I've not had the baths. I just finished cooking. I'm the hot. Kids. I'm stressed. Yeah, we'll probably have kids that we have to watch. Now, some people don't like maids. She'll still be the one taking... Now, if you have a reasonable husband, he'll probably take care of the kids while you're in the kitchen.
But most
Now, you don't have a reasonable husband. Now, you full kitchen, you full kids.
I have a problem with that.
Then you now finish and she's tired. She's having body pain. She's stressed. Common sense does not tell him, honey, come. Let me give you a little bit of massage. Next is that, baby,
man.
Come and jump on it.
How do you jump on it? Okay. I think I just have had an epiphany about this whole feminism thing. I'm seeing it now in a more different and I think a brighter light.
I feel that's the point of this podcast.
Okay, you ladies are actually like, okay, put us on a equal playing field when it comes to, okay, I want this, he wants this. Do not give preference because he is a man and neglect me because I am a woman. I feel that is what you ladies are talking about and fighting for.
Exactly.
Now, there are some cases, the way you are built is different. There are some cases that it can't just apply. A pregnant president in the labor room, what can she do? She can't. When she's breastfeeding,
how many hours of pushing baby out?
No, it's a process. It's a 9-month process.
Your president has been sick for how many months?
Hold up.
What's
okay, so a woman is long. A woman is pregnant for more than 9 months, right?
Let me land.
That the pregnancy will be that you so obviously from the 6 months to the 9 months.
And then being obvious does not stop you from working.
That one is out of it.
And again, how many young presidents do we even have? Or as the
look,
country
I'm just
had,
this is
that
this
that had, is a special
talk
topic.
Less of a female what you pregnant got,
what,
woman.
What you ladies don't understand.
Then they also talk as if you are the only one that enjoys sex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Feminism is not sex. Let's go. I'm just using that.
What's to jump on it?
What I'm trying to talk about here is that do you know what happens through the process of pregnancy? Do you know the tantrums pregnant women throw? I worked at the hospital. I know this. Like, you see, a pregnant woman come to me. I'm not her husband. She keeps on asking me what she wants to eat. I'll say, okay, let's do salad with a little plantain, then smoothie. No, I don't want a pregnant resident. I'm telling you, she has the tendency to ruin the country.
That is why she has advisors.
That is true. And I think it's very arrogant for you ladies to feel like you can do a better job. That's just true. Do you know why? See, the system we are living in, capitalism on a normal day brings poverty. Because 3% creates the wealth.
Yeah.
The other 97% grab what you can take. Look, the people that have real money, I used to always say it. If you are in the line of like finance, you know, people that have money, so they are very few.
That few actually.
Bitcoin, let's just talk about Bitcoin alone. The people that actually have Bitcoin, that are the movers and shakers of people's destiny in Nigeria, are very few. A few Chinese men. Let's now talk about feminism, this and that. Okay, the woman now, she's in a place of power. She's needed to perform, travel here and there, do this or that. No, let's not talk about it from a Nigerian perspective now. Let's talk about it from a level playing field. Would you like a mood swinged female? Okay, let's mood swing. Yeah, let's use female. A pregnant president to actually rule over your affairs when you know that this woman has the tendencies to just do whatever she likes whenever she likes it.
But she can't do whatever she likes whenever she likes it.
Do you know that the president has to be the one to make major decisions?
But he cannot come out and speak without consulting people. Your whole board of advisors
so
you now, cannot be against
now when she's not actually in the right frame of mind.
You
always keep attacking one point. This is a general thing. The tendency.
What I'm saying is that how someone feels with their body should not have an influence with how they do their work.
President.
It does.
But they are the ones.
Unfortunately, it does.
So because she's pregnant, that means that she's not going to perform well.
No, I'm not saying she's not going to perform well. Don't you know how it is? Do you know how it is when
you cannot take certain decisions without consulting those people?
Like, do you know how it is when you're like actually okay? You guys have not been pregnant, but
okay. So let me move to the last question. Why give a label? Why say feminism? Why are we
okay? Why give a label? I really don't know because. Prior to when I got to know that, oh, there was a word and it's called feminism, and this is the definition. Most of what they fight for were things.
We're not fighting, you can't fight.
Excuse you, calm down. Most of what the females have been fighting for were things that have been going on in my life. Like, I have heard people say things like, my father never entered the kitchen since I was born.
Okay.
I grew up in a family where if my mom comes home late and my dad comes home early, he does the cooking. In fact, I hate beans with my life. But if my father cooks beans, that's the only beans I can eat on the surface of this earth. And I will not have heartburn. I will not complain.
I feel you.
Jige, I can remember then my mom come back from work because he goes to work, she goes to work. And then she's in the kitchen. And then we are the ones with assignments, me and my dad. If you misbehave, he'll flog you. The work was shared. So by the time she's done in the kitchen, we're done with assignments and everybody is happy together. And they still have enough time to talk for the whole night. So I now come to the outside world and I meet people saying things like,
My dad has never done this.
My father can never assist to that. I heard some men say, why should my wife use a washing machine? How? Okay. How? No. I can remember when we got the first washing machine.
This is what I said earlier.
And I remember my mom was washing
this
herself,
is what I said
stressed.
Earlier. It's cute.
And my dad said, why will my wife into this stress?
This
as far as I can
stuff,
afford this, use this.
This feminism stuff, if we break it down to the family level, it's all about perspective.
Being considerate.
My dad, till this day, is like the pinnacle of, if you call this feminism or whatever, my dad is a construction engineer. They don't have job like every time. They do massive, they chill. Get another massive project, they do it, they chill. My mom is in the medical line. She's always, let me tell you something. My dad is the greatest feminist on the planet of the earth. He will wash, he will cook, that's what I'm saying. It all boils down to perspective. You can't say
we've not even talked on what culture has done to
this. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's all about culture. It's culture. That is culture. Okay, why do you think that was? You can't say because you were not there when the thing started.
When it started, but definitely why you do that. It seems very
definitely.
Okay, there was this day my brother came back from body.
Have you tried to ask your mothers, like your grandmothers, whether they had an issue with it? No, don't answer from your head.
That was what
Ask them.
Okay.
I asked my grandma. She didn't have a problem with it.
That's the reason why she didn't have a problem with it is because women have been told what to do for years. Women have been told how to act.
This is what I think.
Women have been told
as
how to
woman,
dress.
Your
women
husband
have been
is
told
cheating.
How to behave.
He must absorb it.
Many women
as
have been told.
Do you know?
How many
husband?
Rules do we
even
have?
All right. Okay.
How many times
okay.
have people
hold
telling
up,
men this is what
up.
To do? This
don't
is
get
to
don't get too passionate about it. My grandma told me that she knew her role in her husband's life.
She knew.
Wait. Calm down.
She I don't like talking to old people about this matter because they she don't think in the right way.
Because
God
the only reason, yes,
they think differently.
Now, if you want to trace your future, you have to go back to your past. Oh, where did this start from? The reason why it started.
Evolved. There's a reason why things
that's change. What I'm saying. Understand that, okay, this thing was not like a man just woke up one day and said, all of you don't do this. It was the culture. That's how it was.
But we're trying to change
where I agree, things. Where I agree with you is that many men have abused the concept definitely. Of being the head.
Definitely.
Two captains cannot be on a ship.
No matter how beautiful that boat is, it has to be one
captain, actually.
Definitely. It has to be
this one. This is where I'm going. This is why the Bible talks about submitting yourselves one to another.
I hope you enjoyed this series. If you enjoyed this, do not forget to share and contact us directly at www.favoredlema.com for information, gist, gossip, as we'll be bringing to you more entertainment and news on www.favoredlema.com on our blogs. Please do not forget to share, and we hope for you to listen to us next time on another series. On Talk That Talk. Thank you.